Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below. Because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
I don't know if this is the place, if this is the forum where you want to be saying this kind of garbage.
Don't be butthurt. You did it to yourself. Okay?
Hey, loves. Hopeful as well. So glad that you guys enjoyed my video yesterday about thinking that women are unreasonable about asking guys to do the little things, right? The little things add so much dividend to your relationship.
But the little things are big things when you're an old washed up chick with stupid goofy glasses and a bad wig or whatever the fuck you call it. Little things are big things, you know, in that equation. So if a guy even willing to talk to you for longer than 5 minutes, that's your equivalent to a man, you know, taking a young hot chick to Paris. You get what I mean?
Like, wait, what?
Flowers, a card here and there, little note, make her coffee, give her money for lunch.
Nigga, no!
You would be surprised at these little gestures with a woman who would appreciate that, who is kind and meets your energy. Oh, dividends. Now, yes, if you're with a woman who's ungrateful, nothing can pacify her, nothing can satisfy her, it doesn't matter what the hell you do. It's
look who's talking.
That's going to be 85% of women. And look, the women who are down to earth, cool, content with basic things, they kept a man, you know, 25 years ago. Or I don't know how old you are. You're probably 50. So yeah, those women that you knew 25 years ago, they still with their husband. Don't act like you're not one of those women who are never going to be satisfied with anything. They got to try to pretend like they're humble, they're nice, they're good people. Look, it's all going to flip. Once they get comfy, once they know you committed, you married them already, or they already know they got you locked in, that's when all the bullshit begins. Don't believe none of this stuff they tell you up front.
Not going to make a difference. But this is why it's really important to connect with the right people on your level and vibration to begin with. And that kind of brings me to this video about this whole saga about 50-50, should men split the check with women, blah, 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 blah. So again, a lot of our problems would be non-problems if we just connected and vibed and decided to go into a relationship with people that were an even keel.
You're not going to be even keel. Women want somebody better than them. A woman won't even look at a guy unless she has deemed him superior the first, you know, glance. A woman won't even give a guy a chance until she has deemed him superior the first glance. Bars.
Come on now, dawg. Come on, man.
Miss me with all this. We got to be equally yoked. Women are disgusted by men who are equally yoked to them. You're at the bottom of the barrel when it comes to the dating market. You need to be paying for the full date and showing how appreciative you are that a man of his stature would even give you the time of day.
The audacity. If a man asks me out for lunch, dinner, whatever, and asks me to split the bill, I kindly say no problem. I give them the check, and then I get back to my place of residence and I say, so very nice to meet you, but I don't think that we've made a connection that I was hoping for.
That is her fucking loss. As far as I see it, he dodged a bullet with this.
Guy hasn't dodged a single bullet. This guy has like dodged a nuclear warhead as far as I'm concerned.
This is for all my single friends over 50. Why do you think it's so difficult to find companionship at our age?
Most women have nothing to offer a man after the age of, I don't know. Well, let me not say that. I'll say this. You can't have his babies. You're not going to be mentally sane. How many 50-year-old women do you know? I'm talking to each individual one of you. How many cool, down-to-earth, mentally and emotional stable 50-plus-year-old women do you know?
Don't worry, I'll wait.
Please, if it's more than one or two, comment it below. You're not going to bring him peace. You can't have his babies. You're not exactly prime beef when it comes to what's between your legs. And then you got to, like, help take care of your sick parents. I mean, what are they, 75, 80 at this point? It's a whole ordeal. Then you got to come in as a 50-year-old man and deal with, like, in-laws giving them attitude. Not in-laws, but you know what I mean. Your family that don't like them for whatever reason. No. Another thing I want to touch on. Is this woman in the back of an Uber making a cringe TikTok? That make it 10 times more cringe. Can you imagine what the guy who's driving is thinking? Whoever is driving, even if it's not an Uber, even if it's a family member, can you imagine what they are thinking? This woman has no self-awareness whatsoever. Maybe that's why you're single. You ever think about that?
Like, wait, what?
And no man wants to hear about chakras and moon rocks and stuff. Like, I can see your jewelry and all that. That's what type of time you're on. Nobody want to hear that bullshit.
Maybe my sign is asparagus. I don't know.
And as, but as long as she can keep that going, she can evade logic.
Even if it does have some truth to it, you probably have a misinterpretation of the true parts. Everything about this video is pure nonsense. Every aspect of it. That's why you're single. I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head. Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams that won't be available to my basic subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete alpha Chad? Or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
It's tough. I didn't think it was gonna be this difficult to ever find someone just to share the simple pleasures of life. But man, it's crazy out there.
No, you're crazy out here. And do anybody believe that she just want a simple, basic man to just walk to the store with and talk about her date? No. You know, the stars gotta align. The chakras gotta sync up. You know, Venus have to be in Mars to the third degree for her to feel like it's just right. We don't believe you, ma'am, that you just want a simple man to live a simple life with. No.
Whether you use a dating app, I know meeting someone through another friend, that doesn't always end up too good when it doesn't work out. I don't know. Maybe we've got to figure this code out.
It's not a code to figure out. You're terrible. How many men have you met in 5 decades? Are you trying to suggest that just all these men were terrible?
We don't believe you. We don't believe you.
You should consult with the gods and maybe they can help you out.
Are we wanting too much? Are we expecting too much?
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
I know that I'm not. I mean, at this time in our lives, most of us have our own dwellings, jobs. Obviously, we're supporting ourselves. We took all the filling out of the pie.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Just what it sound like.
We took all the filling out of the pie.
Look, I don't know what that means, but... and men want to just come through and put filling in your pie. And they don't want nothing else to do with you after that. But look, yeah, you got your own dwelling, yada, yada, yada. She looked like she lives in a hut. And I'm not knocking her for being poor, but I'm just saying she's trying to make it seem like she lives in some mansion. I don't get that vibe from your aesthetic. But I could be wrong. Either way, she's going to want a man who at least has what she has. And that seems reasonable until you think about what men look for in a woman. And it's not her having all her stuff together financially and having her own house. It's youth, it's beauty, and it's the ability to be likable to be around. And you're bankrupt in pretty much all of those categories. So the guy who has his stuff together isn't going to pick you. So a woman who has your low sexual marketplace value, you got to get a guy who doesn't have a place to stay. And that guy probably would fit your aesthetic, actually, ironically enough.
So it should just be fun, companionship, laughter, and yeah, it's stupid how difficult it is.
How difficult can it be to have fun and laughter with a homeless guy? He'll have a lot to laugh about because he has a place to stay. And he got some coochie on call. So I'm sure he would have much to be joyful about. Just, okay. Okay, ma'am. Sure. Everything you say is true. I know.
It comes down to men and relationships and marriage. It's very simple. It comes down really to two things. Men get into relationship or marriage for two reasons. The first reason being they should. And the second reason being they are head over heels in love because they found their dream girl.
The first reason was a terrible reason to get married. Oh, I just should. Society say I should get married, so I'm just going to get married. Horrible reason. You know what I mean? And the second reason is pretty dog shit too. Oh, I'm just head over heels in love. Look, man, a man should not go into a relationship with one of these creatures with the main thing on his mind being love.
Come on, man. Damn.
It should be a practical decision. Like, she's actually a good person and she would be great to raise kids with, and she's practical and she's gonna go through the ups and downs with me no matter what. Something like that. But not just, I'm so in love. That's how men get dragged through the fucking flames. But let's hear what else this profound woman has to offer.
Now, what do I mean by they should? Yeah, you know, it's time for them to settle down. You know, it's more convenient for them to have someone. Maybe they've been dating someone for a very long time and like, oh, well, she stuck it out this long. May as well. The second one, they found their dream girl, their head over heels in love. You know, they happened upon this person. They weren't looking, and they are going to do everything in their power to make sure that this woman stays in their lives.
Do you love her?
Yes.
Are you willing to do whatever it takes to stay with her?
No.
Dream girls, the ones where their man is head over heels in love with them.
Dream girls aren't 56. Dream girls are 18 to 23.
God, you're sick.
You're far beyond that. So this issue really doesn't pertain to you at all. So I don't know why you're in your car talking about it.
And the man is going to be a provider in that relationship. Those aren't 50-50 guys. If he wants to go 50-50 with you, it's very simple. You're not his dream girl. He's not head over heels in love with you.
And this pretty much tells on them. They only see and consider top 10%ers. Most men can't afford to pay all the bills these days. The way the economy is, you got to make, you know, at least 100K to be able to just cover all the bills with no sweat and she don't got to worry about money. No. No, 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 no. You know, if a man can't afford to pay 100% of the bills, he don't really love you. This is fucking disgusting. That don't even make sense. A man can either afford it or he can't. It doesn't have anything to do with how he feels about his lady. This is why you should never take advice from women, and you just shouldn't listen to them when they talk most of the time. I mean, look at them, but just be thinking about sports or something else. Just nod your head like, oh, yeah. Oh, and every once in a while, like Chris Rock said, you got to throw in a, oh, you don't say. That's crazy. Every once in a while.
I love the way you feel about him or the way that you make him feel about himself.
Oh, you don't say.
But you're not the dream girl. And I know many couples. I know couples where... found the dream girl.
That's crazy.
He would do anything in his power to keep her.
Oh my gosh, I would pull down the moon with my bare hands for you. I would climb mountains. I would fight beasts. Like, no, women ain't worth all that.
Hey, hell no!
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.